Meeting will be called to order at 7:07. Again, present is Althena, John Treat, Joshua, Bill Pike, and Ann Decker, who's joining us remotely. And again, we have one ZBA in attendance, so we have our normal, somewhat normal five members here. So, first order of business is the election of officers going forward for the 2026 year. And it's relatively straightforward. We're taking nominations from the floor. They do not need to be seconded. And depending on how many nominations are offered, we'll then vote with yeas and nays and hopefully get both a new chairman and new vice chairman. Okay.
Yep.
Questions? Okay. With that, I'll open it up to the board. Do we have any nominations for chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Bill Pike for the nomination of the chairman of the board.
Okay, thank you, and I accept the nomination. Any other nominations? Okay, so we'll take a vote. All in favor of Bill Pike, who happens to be me, becoming chairman?
Aye.
Aye.
Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. So unanimous, Casey.
Got
Okay.
it. Thank you.
Pardon me?
I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, good. So next, we need to elect a vice chairman to fill in when the chairman's not available. Do we have any nominations?
I'll nominate myself for vice chair.
Okay. All those in favor of Joshua Matrick becoming vice chairman, please
Aye.
signify by saying aye.
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 Congratulations. So we have our new officers, Casey.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. All right. Second item is approval of the minutes from March, excuse me, April 8th of 2025. They're in your packets and they're also available online. So give you folks a chance to look through them.
And I move to accept April's minutes.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Which.
Doesn't look like we have any other public comment here. Is there anyone online wishing to make public comment to the board? Okay. With that, we have one application tonight, Michael and Michelle Pierce. So we'll turn the meeting over to you to present your request. Like to hear what you're trying to do and what you think your hardship is for requesting this variance. The board will ask you for clarifying questions, most likely, and we'll have a discussion around it, and then we'll bring the meeting back to ourselves and discuss internally, but publicly. We may ask some follow-up questions of you, and then we'll vote. You need a four-vote majority for your variance to be approved. Just so you're aware of that, but we have five sitting members here, so no problem with that. So, just please, for the record, state your name and address, and then you can walk up to the table. You can sit there, but present your application.
Mike Pierce, 28 Clark Road.
I'm Michelle Pierce, 20 of Clark Road. Okay. So we're just going to tell you, I just tell you about the addition that we want to put up.
Yep. Tell us about what you want to do. And keep in mind that, you know, the zoning regulations are in place for a reason. And we'll need to have a somewhat of a discussion as to possibly alternatives, what the real hardship is with your particular piece of property that warrants granting a variance.
Okay. So when you're looking at the house, the garage is on the left-hand side, and we want to make a bigger garage. We want a new driveway. We want to put a room above the garage. I'm really bad public speaking. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So we wanted to redo our garage to make it a double-wide car garage, one-car garage. And we figure we'll put some room on top for the kids to have a bigger room and a little living area for them. And I am not super familiar with it, but it is on our property, I believe. It's just too close to the line,
right,
of where we want to do our addition.
Yeah. The kids are getting a little bit bigger and older, so our house is only 1,300, 1,200 square feet. We're just trying to make it a little bit bigger, but also make it make sense. So the garage seemed ideal. We could probably build out the back as an alternative, but you wouldn't be able to get a garage. So right now we're 32 feet from the property line. I think we need to be 20 feet. So we'd be asking for 8 feet into that.
Is it R1? Or R, maybe it's R1.
It's R1, so it's...
So the side yard is...
25.
And they want to be 13 from the property line. Not... Right?
We had it surveyed, and he put up the line to where we could build from, too. And I believe that is about 12 feet from our house. In order to do an oversized garage, we need about 20 feet taller.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, John.
This clarifies it. Thank you.
If I look at this site plan, it looks like what you said is, we'll use rough numbers here, maybe 31 or 32 feet from the border. It's a 25-foot setback, so you have 5 or 6 feet already that you could utilize without requiring a variance, if I understand it correctly.
I think I was actually misunderstood, because when the surveyor put the stakes in the ground, he said, I forgot what he labeled the stakes, but I thought that was the line where we could build to.
That would be, if this is accurate, is what we have to go on. Then you'd be looking.
Yeah.
What's that?
I just showed him. He's just realizing that his map.
He's a slow reader.
Clark Road at the bottom, right? Yeah. So you have 6 feet to play with. You're looking for 20 feet from
total. Yes.
For the width of your garage. Therefore, you're asking for essentially a 14. Foot variance.
In that case, yes. I thought it was, I was just going by the stakes that the surveyor put in the ground, which I thought that line was shown on that very line. But you're saying it's
no, they're looking for 8 foot 32, like 8 and 7 foot variance, like in the front and the back, it looks like.
Yeah, I saw that, Josh. And again, I just, if I go with that 31 foot number from the house, then that gives them six feet to get to the 25 foot side yard variance or side yard setback.
On the map, it says 20 feet, so maybe there was a mistake there. That's on the map, it's indicating 20 foot side yard.
Right. Right.
That's so, what he had staked out, that points to the line.
Okay. So in your app, is there anyone reason to suspect it's not R1? Just what it says in the application.
Yeah, I mean, it says 25 in in here, so maybe they stick.
Yeah, I don't know if you know Danielle.
Yes.
She's been helping me out with everything.
Okay.
She helped with all of those numbers.
I didn't
bring my. Did she recommend the survey?
Book, but what's the book say for our? What's the 20, site?
It's 25.
25.
And 40. Yeah.
Yeah, so 25 would adjust all the numbers by 5.
So this is incorrect.
So in essence, I think we'd be asking for 13 feet then, right?
If we add 5 to the numbers that are there, instead of 7.31, it would be 12.31 and 13.32 in the back.
And maybe there's a surveyor missing, but.
Well, you made an assumption that you're just different than R1, potentially. Okay. And then how about the dimensions for the front of the garage? How far forward from the front of the house?
6 feet.
Do you know how close your house is to the front yard?
Well, we live on 85, so what technically from the road to the beginning of your property is it like? We only had the side yard measured.
Yeah, so front yard setback is 35 feet for an R1 zone property.
Yeah, we have definitely plenty of distance, but like off the actual main road. When does your property start? Isn't there like...
Well, it depends. There can be a buffer there. That's part of the site plan is knowing, you know, what you have for that property line. Did he measure? He didn't.
I didn't think we would have an issue with the front yard, so we just did the side yard, which we thought was going to be the issue. A front yard, I think I measured almost 90 feet from the front of the house to the road.
Yeah, in which case you wouldn't have a problem.
I think that's why I just didn't, yeah. We could have it done if we needed to.
We have to decide as a board. Normally, we have that information available to us in your application, and we don't. It doesn't show a request for variance in the application. Clearly the challenge is, it's saying provided for the front. Yeah, it's not saying you're encroaching on the front at all with this. So I think we can assume that. I visited the property. I agree it's way more than 35 feet from the road. But we'll probably have to verify that, to be honest with you.
I think, yeah, I mean, I mentioned yesterday or a couple of days ago, it's just my work, but I mentioned we're tape measurement, I think almost 100 feet to the river, 90 feet or something.
Okay. Any questions from the board members?
Why would it be considered an R1? Is that
just it's the way the lots were originally constructed. So it's, you know, it's around, it's about the density. So if you lived in an R3 zone, you'd have a much larger lot.
Yeah.
And the side yard and front rear setbacks would be different because you have that advantage. So it's just a reasonable amount of utilization of the lot based on the size of the structure that's being put on it.
Yes.
So if you look over in the lake area, for example, you'll notice all those houses are very, very close together. So I'm trusting that this is R1. I don't know if we could verify it quickly, but I'm assuming Danielle got it right.
Yeah, that's where I got that from.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I believe they're thinking it's R1 also.
Yeah. So.
I guess the guy could have messed up.
So with the R1, R2, and R3 comes a different, somewhat different setback and requirements for those properties, right?
So even though we have the driveway where it is, we're not building any farther off or like beyond the driveway, we still need to do all of this.
Yeah, no, that was the first question that came to my mind. It looks like your driveway is about where you want the garage to be.
Yeah, I don't even think we're building any farther off.
But it would still put you, I guess we could use the number 14, right? Six. What's this again? 31. Yeah, six. You're going 14 into 25.
7 or 8 feet, right?
Yeah. So it's putting your house close to the side property line.
I don't know if that area, for some reason, I feel like the area between our two houses there was left for all the land behind us. But it's awfully wet in that area too, though. Like as you get into the woods.
But it's still a property line, right?
Yeah.
It's still a property line. So, I mean, the width of your lot, it looks like it's not totally square or a perfect rectangle, rather, sorry. It's definitely not a circle. It's not a perfect rectangle. And so, again, 100 by 200, it's likely is R1, and that's correct. It's just, unfortunately, your property is not that wide.
Yeah.
And it just what creates the panel.
You can get the garage in the back of the house, it'd be great, but it doesn't seem practical.
Cool.
I mean, for us, we've looked at other properties in Bolton, but it's pretty hard to find a house.
Yeah.
Right.
That fit this, so we figured we would just try to stay here and maybe fix up the one we had. It was my uncle's house and lived there for a long time.
And what's the hardship?
Not properly stated in the application, I don't think. So I think we have to.
I'd like to see it.
Sort that out.
I might be the only one, but. And I don't want to hold up if that seems inordinate.
You want to postpone the decision till after we've got a chance to?
Were you guys looking to make a decision tonight? Because they told you were going to make a decision in January at another meeting, is what we were told.
Okay, we weren't directed not to do that.
That's what they know.
Okay.
But we're okay if the decision's not immediate.
Well, it might be in everyone's advantage if we wait till the January meeting.
Sure.
Which would be the second week of January. That might give you a little time to talk to Danielle. So John's mentioning a hardship. So the hardship typically isn't, a pure want or need. It means.
Nor is it financial.
Or financial, yeah. It's something about your property that's unique relative to the other properties in your neighborhood, the other R1 zone properties that prevents you from effectively using the land you have. And that hardship would.
Yeah, I agree. And I think our hardship then would be that they left the area on the side that we are to as access to the back. And that's, I think our lot is actually thinner than most lots on our road.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure. It's hard to find like a plot plan.
And part of our charge, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, is to protect the interests of the abutters, that they don't feel they were, that their welfare wasn't taken into consideration.
I think that's what the January meeting's for, is I put the sign out in the front yard.
Yeah, she did.
Put the sign out in the front yard. And
address.
Okay, so you haven't posted this yet?
We haven't posted it.
Okay, we're definitely not making a decision tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you talked to your neighbor?
Nope, she said that once we do this meeting, we'll do the next steps. She's pretty much walking me through everything. So.
Our neighbor?
Yeah, beside you.
I'm not the one. I mean, to be honest, I mean, like I said, there's a section, I think, left for maybe an entrance to the backwoods. So their neighbor is actually pretty far away.
Okay. Side.
Yeah,
we have to get the crystal right away, but it goes in that side. I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
That's a big battle for that.
You want to start up?
No. No.
Yeah. There's no, the butters matter. I mean, but the more people you have supporting you, the better. Don't have to go up and down both sides of the street. I'm not suggesting that.
We send letters, right? Is that what you
yeah.
send me? Okay.
That's best.
Yeah. So we haven't done that yet.
Okay.
And I think that she's okay. 2 weeks before January's okay. meeting, we have to do it.
And I will check with Danielle and share with the board what,
okay.
Because she did not direct us not to
okay.
Review this application. Unless I missed something in the agenda.
Tell us 10 days before the January meeting, we have to get letters out to everybody.
Yes. Yep. And get the sign up. And you have the sign? Yep.
Nope, not
None
yet.
Of that.
No.
We're going to do this tonight first and then shoot.
Okay. Okay, good.
Get the letters and do the sign.
Good. Good.
So I'll get that stuff this week.
Yeah. And so if you look at this site plan that you brought with you, the thing, technically, what we would care about is what point is closest to the property line. So if it's at an angle, you know, it's the one that's closest is the largest variant amount. So,
yeah.
you know, in this case, I think it's the corner, the back left corner of what's being proposed. So knowing where that corner would be relative to the 25-foot setback is really important. And, you know, if you get a chance to get an indication here to make sure you're not violating the 35-foot frontage with the 6 feet that is coming forward off the front of the house, that matters as well. I understand what you said. I saw it myself. I don't think it's anywhere close to being 35 feet away, so I think you're okay, but it ought to be indicated one way or another what this distance is here.
So you propose we have the guy back to...
Anyway, we've had people do things without surveyors.
So we can just measure it ourselves?
And yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, that's absolutely fine. Okay, and we'll get to Danielle as well.
All right, and then I'll just maybe wait to hear from her, or?
Yes, you should do your interaction directly with her.
Okay.
Yep, and she'll talk to us. Right. And it might give you a chance to illuminate the hardship. Some of the things you said about maybe the lot was unreasonably narrow.
You might ask the town clerk for the definition. It's not very long, but it might give you a... It might pay, it might not.
Okay.
May we visit?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
And it... The work that was done, is it staked out? Or it's against the 20-foot setback,
it's,
right?
It's 20-foot side yard, I think, where it said.
Yeah.
I just assumed that that was...
And it's, again, R1 is 25.
So I don't know.
You should check with him. You should check with him and...
The surveyor?
Yeah, you should tell him it's R1. And I don't want you to spend more money. I don't think you should.
I think he should have figured that out.
He should have figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be in your best interest to talk to him and
okay.
and let him know it's an R1 and it's a 25-foot setback requirement.
How would I go about finding where the line is in the front of the house, though?
Probably here.
You think they should have a record?
They, right? They should have a record of the site plan that you could request a chance to see.
I think she looked for all of our property line stuff. She could not find it.
Okay.
It's not on file.
Okay. But here's the deal. If you measure to the road and bring that number into us,
I gotcha.
We'll work from there.
If it's 90 or 100 feet, then they can't.
Then it's not a problem. We know it's not a problem.
To the pavement or to the property line?
Property line is what we're after, but if the only thing they can get their hands on is where the road is, We can make a conservative judgment.
50 feet of
floor. They're often quite different.
Yeah, they are. It could be 10 feet, could be more. It's depends.
About for 10, yeah, I thought, but yeah, no, I get it.
Is it a state road or a town road? There's all sorts of things that come into play. What's the history of the road? Is it new when it was just built? They acquire land to put the road in. I mean, it's all sorts of implications, as John's mentioned.
Right. What if the state would know then how far it's better road?
The impervious coverage is good.
Yes.
With the addition,
yeah. I think it's close, but it's good. Yeah, just because the driveway.
So you get the driveway there.
The driveway right. Added a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, and I'll get to Danielle and make sure all of us sit. And I know it's tough being remote. Any questions or concerns on your part?
No. Yeah, I'm glad we've got some extra time to look into this, and we'll figure it out at the next meeting.
All right. So I move to table decisions until the January meeting on this.
For a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, who was the second?
That was a new guy.
Okay, Andrew?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know what day that is? The 12th? Is that what you're saying?
For January, so we have to pick our meeting.
Oh,
okay.
And so if it's Tuesday, be the 13th, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Wasn't there an issue about our next?
Yeah, meeting? We have to work that.
Yeah.
So in our own agenda,
it'll be like either the 12th or the 13th.
Okay.
All right. January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
Yes, you can. You're free to go.
Thank you, guys. See you next month.
All right.
Have a good night.
Appreciate it.
Night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got any Bobby's grandfather? Yeah. You Bobby's grandfather?
Yeah.
Yeah. I coach him a lot.
I know you look familiar.
Yeah. Coaching all the soccer. He's a crazy kid. Love
him.
You do a good job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Take care.
So maybe she put this on the new business. I'll talk to Danielle and see where the miscommunication occurred. Okay, next item was old business. Do we have any old business to address?
Thanks.
Don't think so.
Check.
Well, I didn't see anything in the minutes from our last meeting. It was okay. So now we're at the next agenda item, just setting the schedule for the next meeting. As Athena mentioned, if we want to have it in this room, we would have to move to Mondays versus Tuesdays. If we continue on the second Tuesday of every month, we would be over near the Senior Center in Room A.
Is there merit, in your opinion, to meet here? Is there something that is better than elsewhere?
Well, yeah.
This is very subjective.
So my answer is very subjective, too. I think this is a more official place.
That's
to
a
hold
good way to put
to hold a meeting.
Yeah.
You know, versus a room. I mean, I was on the Board of Finance for 13 years and we held a meeting on the front steps with flashlights. So, I mean, it just feels like, you know, this is Bolton Town Hall. And I don't think it matters. It's very subjective. I just think it's more formal, if you will, more proper.
So if we were to be here, when would it have to be?
It had to be Mondays. At least through April. Typically, you don't change it mid-year, but
Monday would be all right with me. But
I'm okay with
Monday. Yeah, Mondays work for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with Monday as well.
Okay. I'm going to be shooting for January 12th for the next meeting. Okay, set the budget. Where's my sheet? Did you guys get this sheet?
Yep.
So, it would appear that if I read this quickly, we did not spend any of the 1650. Over the number of years I've been on the board, we've always had a budget. Case we wanted to send someone to a conference, if there was a piece of literature that made sense to purchase for new board members, it would fund that. So I don't, we obviously don't have any reason to increase it. So I guess my recommendation would be that we just leave it as is and let Danielle.
I second your recommendation.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Other. Any, do I have any other, anything else anyone would like to bring up? I would say welcome to the new members.
Yeah.
And for alternates, if you can come to the meetings, you can learn. By being here, it's a great way to come up to speed. You didn't have the advantage, but it's.
Yeah. Even just sitting in here today, I feel a lot less overwhelmed. Before I came here, I was like, I don't know what to expect. Actually, Danielle had, because I sent her an email today, I'm like, what do I expect for today? Because I don't know what I should do. And she had mentioned that we wouldn't vote on this anyway.
Okay.
So maybe she
I
forgot.
got to find out why
Yeah,
I
you didn't
missed.
get it?
No, why I didn't catch that.
Oh,
Maybe
yeah.
it may because it was under new business
Yeah.
versus the definition of the application. So
Yeah.
that's my rookie mistake.
I was nervous about voting because I
It's not
don't.
the planning and
I was
zoning.
learning about all of this tonight, so
It's more.
yeah.
But
You totally understood.
I feel a little better now having been through one meeting. Feet are wet.
I remember my first meeting. I was in the exact same position, and I probably had the exact same
Yeah.
apprehension.
Yeah. I mean, it takes time. We're all volunteers, right? I do have, like I was saying before, my dad has built houses for many years and I've been on job sites. That was my summer camp as a kid, but not that I know what R1 means versus R2 or R3, because we didn't talk about that. I was a kid, but I at least have a general background in this. So I figured, why not give it a go?
Good.
And I'll learn. I'll read this wonderful packet of
That's a good
resources.
read. It's good read. It's worth it. It's worthwhile.
Any plot twists I should be aware of? Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
You're gonna have to read it very carefully to
Okay.
get the plot out of it.
As John mentioned, I would say one of the challenges is documenting a hardship
Okay.
or the lack thereof.
Yeah.
I don't want to dissuade you in any way. Trust me, it's the last thing I want to do. But as a board, often we help people come up with alternatives,
Okay.
either less variance or another approach they hadn't thought of. So we're here to help. We're here to help.
Right. I like problem solving, so that's good.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned at 7:39. All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Anne.
Good night. Thank you guys. Good night,
Thank
everyone.
you. Bye.
I'm sorry. Did we have a second on the adjournment?
John
Second.
Treat.
John Treat was second.
Sign language. Yes, I did.
And Josh moved, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Have a great night and a happy holiday.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.